All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. Now release slowly. Again. Deep inhale. Hold. Release. Repeating internally to yourself as you connect to my voice. I am deeply well. I am deeply well. I am deeply well. I'm Devi Brown, and this is the Deeply Well podcast. Welcome to Deeply Well, a soft place to land on your journey, a podcast for those that are curious, creative, and ready to expand in higher consciousness and self-care. This is where we heal. This is where we become. Hey, it's Devi Brown. Welcome back to the show. Shout out to everybody that has taken some time recently to leave a 5-star review and also just type up a quick little rating. I really appreciate it. I had a chance to dive into a few and just really grateful for the time and intention to be able to do that. If you enjoy this show and are listening, I have been thinking lately quite a bit about friendship. I think we've been exploring friendship on this show probably for the last 4 to 5 years that I've had this show in different ways and in different language. But I've been thinking a lot about specifically the relationships that are important to us, but can also be challenging for us. a few, maybe it was a year and a half ago, we had Dr. Shefali on the show, who's just, I mean, my God, you know, one of the many, many best-selling books she has is Conscious Parenting. She's just dynamic and beautifully expressive. And I remember one of the things that she taught in a really beautiful way to me on that episode was the nature of relationship and the importance of relationship. And that really coincided with the way that I tend to see and understand and live in the world, which is that all relationships are a tool to become more yourself, to sharpen and refine yourself. And it's so necessary to engage in relationship. And I believe that's God's divine design, which is why so often we trigger each other, we love each other, we hurt each other. Whether that's a relationship between family members, like parents, siblings, lovers, relationships, friendships, working relationships, you know, it's just endless. But that's how we learn and that's how we grow. And that's how we're able to very often see in real time where we are with ourselves. And, you know, some of us are able to see that. And in the moments that we can stretch our capacity, then we can grow in that. And we have the space to not just evaluate ourselves, but grow ourselves and help another grow and allow them to help us grow. You know, it's just such a divine, beautiful exchange. So that's my awareness of how I experience all levels of relationship. But in the way that Dr. Shefali expressed it, I just think everyone should take a second to really sink their teeth into this. And matter of fact, after this episode, go back and re-listen to that one. But one of the things that she said on the show was, yeah, but we can have relationship with any and everything. So that means the relationships that we have with our beloved pets, you know, the relationship that we have with our plants, the relationship we have with our past, the relationship we have with food, with beauty, with humor, with nature, with art, with anything, because everything that is made up of you and something else, that something can be person, place, or thing, is in fact a relationship. So there is always, always, always opportunity to grow. There's always opportunity to deepen our capacity for intimacy with ourselves and with everything around us. And there's just always opportunity to really revisit some of those parts and pieces of ourselves that may be confused and may be searching or maybe just need to be remembered and loved a little or invited out to play, you know? Everything about being alive is so cyclical. Everything. It is never stopping. Everything about living is about the breathing, living organism that is everything we're interacting with. All right. I hope I'm not like getting too existentially crisis-y and all the things, but things I think about all day, for one. Yeah. So the power of relationships. So that is kind of the essence of my thought process as we enter into this episode. But when we think about friendships and, you know, something I'm noticing as I'm just kind of observing the greater world and all of our interactions is how many people are coming into a true period of understanding friendship for the very first time. And it's so exciting. You know, a lot of us living maybe have, you know, maybe thought that you understood friendship or were connected to it. Or maybe you also realized that you were always kind of missing something in all of your friendships or relationships. And, you know, this has been a season where I've seen people really awaken in a mass, powerful way to what being in relationship actually means. There's been quite a bit of performance. There's been quite a bit of rah-rah. There's been, you know, just a lot of generalizations. But it all boils down to surrender, releasing control, not wanting to control another, yourself, intimacy, and really stretching capacity for understanding and being present with another person. So this episode today specifically, it's not as much in service to understanding friendship. There is an exquisite episode I have on that with Dr. Joy Harden, who has an incredible book about friendship out right now. Please look her up if you're not already versed in her expansive work. That episode you got to check out too. She and I have done a couple on this show, but the latest one that she and I did is about friendship, and it's very deep. This episode is, my intention is for it to really be in service to how to show up when you are feeling triggered in friendship, and how to really allow yourself to surrender into and expand in friendships that you may already be connected to, but you're just ready for a little bit more from each other and with each other.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Deeply, wow. I really encourage everyone to take some time today, and this can be part of the soul work and just something you explore this week, this month, maybe even give yourself the year to kind of explore this. But if you have a journal handy, it might be, it might be a good tool for you, depending on what you're resonating with. So feel free to grab. The most important thing in getting ready to go deeper in a friendship or getting ready to really work on your own triggers within a friendship is to get very clear and to take stock in your life of what those relationships consist of now. So that can look like just kind of having a list. It can be long, it can be short. The people that you are closest to, the people that you feel most connected to, whether or not you get to see each other a lot or not, or closely, you know, connected to or not, but those that you have a real energetic connection to. And then also kind of, you know, all the other beautiful people that show up in our lives as like strong acquaintances or, you know, joyful acquaintances, casual friendships that we're really fond of for various reasons. And then also start to take stock of your most challenging relationships. And some of these names may cross over into the different columns, and that's fine because we're multifaceted. So we play a lot of different roles and trigger a lot of different things in one another. So there may be someone in your life that fits in every single category we discuss. So just flow with it. But, you know, another category would be, as I said, the challenging category. So those that kind of sometimes elicit a challenging charge in you. Now that can be because they are actually doing something, or it can just be because you notice you feel uncomfortable in someone's presence. And it's important to spend really some time with this challenging category and dive into the nuance of it. Because if you feel challenged by someone, sometimes it is because they are a negative force in your life. And sometimes it's simply because they may possess something inside of them that you want to grow inside of yourself. And it's uncomfortable to see someone else be so free with it. And that's okay, you know, but the more truth we can bring to our perspective, the more clarity, the more neutralized observation, the better, because then we ignite our power and we can create with that energy and not just be sacrificed to it. So as you're making these columns, and you might even right now, your brain might be bringing forward your own columns, you know, the own systems in your life. There may be a whole nother category that I haven't touched on. So let yourself go there, write it out, trust yourself, you know, the people in your life and who you are. But just start getting those names out. And as you do that, you know, spend time with each name. Dive into really some core remembrances of that connection. Allow polarity to be present. You know, what do you love about the friendship? What do you not love about it? What irks you about it? What excites you about it? What would you like to change within the structure of that relationship? And as we get to the part about wanting change within these relationships, I want you to really allow yourself to take it beneath the layer of ego that is about what makes us more comfortable and look for like the deeper, deeper desire within that desire. You know, would you like to feel like you can express yourself more in that relationship? Do you feel maybe like you're not quite being heard in the way that you want to be? You know, something that very often comes up in our relationship is the fact that, you know, we're all just a sum of our own personal experiences. I remember once I shared with a girlfriend who was really trying her absolute best to pour life into me. And I know that was her deeper intention. I remember I was sharing with her something that was happening in my life, and you know, she instantly kind of started pouring out. Like it was almost as if it was like this like running heart-led kind of script that played in the background with like all the tools pouring out. And I sat there and I really recognized on her face and in her spirit how much she loved me and how much she was trying to fill a need for me in that time. But as she was saying it, I was just beginning to feel more and more disconnected and more unseen, more unheard. I remember like just watching the existence of both of those things happening inside of me at once was really interesting, because I was like, God, I know she loves me. And wow, she's giving me like, whew, some gold medalist, you know, beautiful reflections. But I also felt like, did she hear what I had to say? Because while the things she's saying are beautiful, they don't actually help me. And it's not actually how I best receive. And in a situation like that, no one is right or wrong, right? Like, she doesn't know every single past experience I've had to this point and every secret frustration I've had, or, you know, every breakthrough I've already had or everything I've already healed. But it was kind of just misaligned in that moment. And both of us felt kind of bummed about it, you know, because she had her desire and intention. I had mine, and we just weren't meeting in the middle. And in that moment, something that I remember came forward for me was that I shared, you know, thank you so much. But I would just like to share that in this moment, you know, I'm not really in need of solutions. I'm not looking to be motivated to bypass the feeling that I'm in. I just want to share. I know I have the tools, and like this has been, you know, my emotional resilience is ready for this moment. I just need to be heard, and I kind of want you to see or reflect back to me the ways you see me showing up for myself in this. And that kind of conversation can be many things at once. It can be really freeing, like it was for both of us. And very often, unless we're specifically asking for it, we don't necessarily need advice. We need to be seen. We need to be heard. And if you've had a breakthrough, if you have had a deep healing and changed your behavior in something that is similar to what I'm saying, then share your process, right? We don't need monologues. We don't need to be dictated to. Like, if you have process that you've come to that's helped you, share the tool itself, you know? So that's just something to think about as we navigate this conversation. No one has to be wrong. I also think something that's important, and I'm remembering now a conversation I had with another friend, and I remember she was really frustrated that somebody, you know, didn't, I guess, take her advice or take it in the way that she wanted it to be received. And when I looked at both parties, they were just such different people with such different life experiences and such different coping mechanisms, different strengths. And so something I offered that friend was, you know, it's important for us to consider all of us, those listening and myself included. I can preach to the choir all day and try to apply it as best I can in all moments. But if someone does come to you for specific advice and holds you in a place of wisdom, it is important that you don't just turn on your automatic script for how you're used to rah-rahing people or how you're used to getting out, you know, something you're used to talking about a lot of different times. It's not like a speaking engagement. It's important when you give advice to get really centered and think of the person first. Don't just respond back with what you would do, because what you would do in your mind is what you would do for yourself based on who you are and your life experiences and the ways that you're received by people, the ways that you're heard by others. It's based on your deeper needs and desires. And it's also based on your specific wounds and trials and wins and all the things, right? It's based on you. But if someone's coming to you for advice, there's opportunity to take a breath and think of this person. What do you know of them? How do they typically act and respond to things? What are their strengths? What is their character? What are their real capabilities? You know, you're in a space of deep trust if someone is asking you for guidance around something. And so if you can't provide that, have a beautiful bow out, you know, but if you can and you say you will, I do think it's important for us that we shed our ego as often as possible so we actually can gift things to people that can really be meaningful for them. And it doesn't mean you're in a place of being a lead or better than them or whatever, right? Because we all get so weird with that too, with friendships. Like, you know, it's like, oh, well, no, you're not smarter than me and you're not more righteous or better at giving advice. And so then we often, so often discard deep, meaningful advice people give us. Because then all of a sudden we're viewing ourselves as being a hierarchy and somehow beneath them, or now they're looking at me as pitiful and all the things. Good Lord, we put ourselves through it.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Deeply. Wow. So as you're giving people meaningful advice, it's so important to think about all the wisdom you've gleaned for your life and then say, how would this apply to them given their unique circumstance? It can just really help all of us. You know, we are all children with unmet needs. And in every relationship we enter into, whether it is with a person, a place, or a plant, that's what we are subtly and subconsciously working out within ourselves and within that exchange. You know, every single exchange is sacred. Every single exchange is sacred. And every interaction we get to have with one another, it's truly a privilege. We can revoke access at any time. You know, it's a privilege to be in connection with another soul, with another being. And we should treat it that way. We should treat all of our connections with care. We should take a breath when we need to. We should be honest about our feelings. You know, it could be very beneficial, not to should you to death, but
let me try to come into a better word that conveys what I'm trying to say. But, you know, if we're in difficult conversations, this is another thing that I wanted to share today. If we find ourselves in difficult conversations with people we care about, if it's a best friend, a spouse, coworker, if there is space for this, there isn't always, but if there is space for this, consider also saying and not saying some things, right? You know, notice, am I being triggered to want to say something because it's a defense? Let me take a breath. Because will that harm them or harm our potential? You know, because all of those instantaneous reactions aren't necessarily the best choice and they're not necessarily even true. It's just our curriculum and our wounds coming out to play whenever our energy is ignited. Shout out to anybody that does human design. Who listening knows their human design? For those that do, that are listening, and if you don't, an app that I love is called My Human Design. As soon as you type it in the app store, a ton will pop up, but look for the one that says My Human Design. It's by Jenna Zoe. And I love it. It's a really beautifully put together app with just, it's a lovely work. So something that was a breakthrough for me in kind of diving into some of the deeper layers of human design outside of like, you know, I'm a manifestor, I'm a generator, like some of the deeper layers, was finding out that I am a non-emotional person, which seemed crazy because, listen, I will cry at a sunset. Like I cry every day at some point, like just teary-eyed from beauty or something, or just like a deep feeling. So cry in meditation. But I'm actually non-emotional, and my emotion is very typically brought forward by what I am feeling around me. I usually can feel someone else's feeling before I've even felt mine. I just tend to think things first. I have a knowing, an innate understanding of how something works, or, you know, what the feeling inside of me looks like on paper. And so some of the work of my life is to surrendering to emotion and to building my emotional capacity and to letting myself have feelings. But in knowing that about myself, I also recognize that I have the majority of the relationships in my life are with people who, based on the human design system, would be considered emotional, which means they feel things first, which means there is almost like a spirit that moves through their body. It's very invocative. It gives them an instantaneous reaction to something. And all of that is perfectly normal in terms of this system of thought, this human design. It's about 50-50. Half of us are emotional. Half of us are non-emotional. Non-emotional people feel like, oh my God, why does everything have to be so big? And then people who are emotional are saying, why don't you feel? And we both feel. We just feel things differently. And so coming into that knowing can be so freeing because we're just communicating in the languages that we are built to emote with, to live with. And then we kind of take off anyone being right or wrong, anything feeling personal, and we're just able to kind of get deeper in the intimacy and deeper into the connection and deeper into the understanding. And I say this as someone who has observed this and can speak to it very clearly, but still has to figure it out in real time with each person I interact with. So we're all working, we're all growing, but those are important things to think about if relationship is important to you, friendship or otherwise. It's an important thing to consider and to continue expanding your thoughts around as a living being on this planet that wants life that has ease to it, that has alignment to it, that has the feeling and the flow of destiny to it. You know, we've got to stay connected to our intuitions. We have to be cognizant of our triggers, and we have to be as devoted and committed as possible to slowing down in each moment and interaction we have with other people so that we can get to the truth of the moment, so that we can maximize the energy of the moment, so that we can help each other heal. We can help each other transcend karma and transcend our wounds and the things that have happened to each of us in our past that the person in front of us has no idea about. You know, we all deserve that dignity, that respect, that process. Okay, so now y'all know I'd be like 100 thoughts at one time. So I think I'm saying all that to say in this episode, as you investigate some of these relationships, I want you to remember to bring forward the power of intention. We do not, and very often cannot, find solutions to all these things. Every time you're trying to control something or throw in a solution, you take God out of the equation. Why do you know better for both of us? Why do you know better for God too and the universe? You don't. Live in faith. Relax in God. Relax in trust. It takes practice and it can be done. So the power of intention. Set the intention with yourself in a heartfelt prayer, in a vulnerable prayer with just you, and say, you know, my intention is to repair this relationship. My intention is to grow my ability to communicate in this relationship. My intention is to uphold my boundaries in this relationship. Or my intention is to grow my capacity for vulnerability in and through this relationship. Think about that today. What is your intention? What is the deeper intention for the relationships with your life? And take yourself out of it. Don't make it ego. Don't make it, I want to have relationships where I feel like this. I want to have more relationships with people like this. Let's go to the deeper layer. You know, my intention is that in the relationships in my life, I am able to be fully myself. I am able to have the space to show up as the most healed, whole, and aware version of myself. I am able to be in relationship and community with people who can reflect those same intentions back to me. My intention is to be in community with those who have emotional depth, with those that I can stretch my capacity for intimacy with. Those are just a few. Those are a few of mine. Think about what yours are. Set an intention, say a prayer, and remember to flow with your unique life. Remember to stay aware of your unique past, your unique life, your greater future. Stay in grace. Let's keep extending grace and patience to ourselves and to those we are in community with and communication with. All right, let me know how it goes. Tag me on the socials and all the things. Thank you for listening to this episode. And just a reminder, two of the episodes that I called out within this one that you may enjoy that can be a compliment to this are the episode I did last year with Dr. Shefali on conscious parenting and inner child healing. And another episode that I did earlier this year with Dr. Joy Harden Bradford around community and sisterhood. So I hope you find those useful. And if they resonate, let me know. Bless. Namaste. Connect with me on social at Devi Brown. That's Twitter and Instagram. Or you can go to my website, devibrown.com. And if you're listening to the show on Apple Podcasts, don't forget, please rate, review, and subscribe, and send this episode to a friend. Deeply Well is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jacquees Thomas, Samantha Timmons, and me, Devi Brown. The beautiful sound bath you heard? That's by Geralyn Glass from Crystal Cadence. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Big love always. Namaste.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, Let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.